Read some verses from John's Gospel, chapter 8. John chapter 8, we'll read from verse 51. John 58 and down to the end of this great chapter. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. The Jews said to him, Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, as did the prophets, yet you say, If anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died, and the prophets died? Who do you make yourself out to be? Jesus answered, If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me. Of whom you say he is our God, but you have not known him. I know him. If I were to say that I do not know him, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad. So the Jews said to him, You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. Amen. May the Lord bless his word to your hearts. I just want to leave some thoughts on the text here and the background to it and why Jesus said who he was in verse 58 of John chapter 8. Jesus said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. And just thinking of Jehovah Jesus this morning, I am. Because the Lord Jesus is talking to these Jews. They don't think that he's any more than 50 years of age. The Lord Jesus must have looked older than what he was. And maybe the pressures of why he had come into this world were telling upon him. Because he was about 20 years younger than what they said he was. So the Jews said to him, You're not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? Because Jesus said, Your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad. But then Jesus comes out with this astounding statement. Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Now, Abraham had lived about 2,000 years before this. And here's this man who's not yet 50 years of age who comes out with this, before Abraham was, I am. Before Abraham was born, I existed. That's what Jesus is saying here. Before Abraham was born 2,000 years ago, before he lived his life, I existed. As one has said, over against Abraham's fleeting span of life. And Abraham lived until he was 175 years of age. But compared to this world and the history of it and eternity, it's a fleeting span of life, isn't it? Over against Abraham's fleeting span of life, Jesus places his own timeless present. Before Abraham was, I am. Now, where does that come from? I am. We have to go back into Exodus chapter 3. And I think that these verses are going to be called up just by way of illustration. God has called Moses to go back down into Egypt, and he is going to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. But Moses says to God, you know, when I go down into Egypt, who will tell them sent me? What name shall I give? And these verses set us on a very interesting course of study. In verse 13, then Moses said to God, if I come to the people of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they ask me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? God said to Moses, and look how in verse 14, or even in your Bibles, it's all in capital letters. I am who I am. And he said to me, say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Now, of course, Moses is listening to a voice that is speaking to him through a burning bush. That voice was the second person of the Trinity. It was the Lord Jesus Christ. He confirms that in John chapter 8, I am who I am. Now, this is where it starts getting interesting. I am is an English translation of the four Hebrew letters to which in English we add vowels to make the pronounceable Yahweh or Jehovah. We have sung about Jehovah this morning. Jehovah great I am, in the God of Abraham praise. And guide me, O thou great Jehovah. And this is where it all comes from. It's all tied in. You see, God's name was that sacred. The Jews didn't pronounce it. They spelt it YHWH. Just four consonants. Remember your English lessons in school, your consonants and your vowels. They just YHWH, Yahweh. But to make it easier for us, we have spelled it YAHWEH. So I want you to see this morning that the I Am of the Old Testament is the Lord Jesus of the New Testament. Now, I'm not being smart here. Because in the church there are different translations used. I'm using the ESV. There are those who have the authorized version. There are those who have the NIV, the New King James. There are those who have the New Living Translation. And if you read in your Bible, let me give you some of these examples of the use of Jehovah. There's Genesis chapter 22. And Abraham is going to sacrifice Isaac. And Isaac asks, where is the sacrificial lamb? And of course, the provision was made. So Genesis 22 verse 14 says, so Abraham called the name of that place, the Lord will provide. Now those of you who have the authorized version, and maybe if Samuel could call up Genesis 22 and verse 14, I hope I'm not putting you on the spot, but it says in the authorized version, Genesis 22 and verse 14, and Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. So it's in the actual reading of the text, Jehovah Jireh. But you would have to maybe go and find out what that name means, Jehovah Jireh. And that's why in modern translations it is just put what it means, the Lord will provide. Do you see that? And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. If you have a Bible that has a good column, a good central column, or footnotes, or of course a study Bible, it'll tell you what this means anyway. Jehovah Jireh means the Lord will provide. If you have a New Living Translation, it'll say this: Abraham named the place Yahweh Yireh. And it'll put in brackets, which means the Lord will provide. So it's in the reading of the translations that we use. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Another one is Exodus chapter 17, verse 15. And Samuel, if you want to call up that as well, Exodus 17, verse 15. Amalek has come to attack Israel. It says, and Moses built an altar and called the name of it, the Lord is my banner. But in the Authorized Version, it'll say, and Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. Again, your footnotes or whatever will tell you what it means. The Lord is my banner. The New Living Translation will say, Moses built an altar there and named it Yahweh Nissi, which means the Lord is my banner. And again, it's what it means. The Lord is my banner. We are representing the banner of the Lord. We are under his banner. We are fighting for him. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi. Judges chapter 6 and verse 24. Gideon has been called of God to set the Israelites free from the bondage of the Midianites. Then Gideon built an altar there to the Lord and called it, the Lord is peace. Jehovah Shalom. The Authorized Version says, then Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom. The Lord is peace. The New Living Translation, and Gideon built an altar to the Lord there and called it Yahweh Shalom, in brackets again, which means the Lord is peace. So that's actually in the text, Jehovah. And in Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 5 and 6. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely, and this is the name by which he will be called, the Lord is our righteousness. Jehovah said, can you? And interestingly enough, that is not in the Authorized Version in the very text. It's simply the Lord our righteousness. The Lord is our righteousness. Jehovah said, can you? We're looking at the book of Ezekiel on Tuesday nights and trying to come to grips with the message of the book of Ezekiel. The very last words of the book of Ezekiel, chapter 48, and verse 35. Chapters 40 to 48, he has been outlining the temple. And the very last sentence of Ezekiel is, and the name of the city from that time on shall be, the Lord is there. Jehovah Shammah The Lord is there. The Lord is present there. And so these are all different examples of Jehovah. But it's all the one thing here. It is, I am. Jesus is Jehovah. And Jehovah is Lord. And here's where I want you to notice. And I'm taking more notice of this now as I read through my Bible this another year. There are two ways in the Bible in which Lord is spelt. And just for an example, where the two are side by side is in Psalm 8 and verse 1, which is going to come up on the screen, and we're going to see. So there's the title of it. But the text is, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. But can you see the two spellings of Lord? The first one is spelt with four capitals. And the second is spelt with a capital L and then small case letters, O-R-D. And you will get that right throughout your Bible. Right through. In fact, Lord is spelt with four capitals about 7,000 times in the Old Testament. It is the name Jehovah. O Jehovah. Now, what do the two meanings, or what do the two names mean? Because the Lord is telling us two things about himself in this. O Lord, our Lord. The four capitals of Lord is Jehovah. That is God's personal name. It is a name that talks about God's independence, his eternity, his sovereignty. Yet he has entered into a covenant of grace. He created, and he has entered into a covenant of grace that he may have intimate fellowship with his people. And whenever you come across in your Bible, L-O-R-D, all in capital letters, try to keep that in mind. He has entered into our relationship with people through a covenant of grace. He has come looking for us. We have not gone looking for him. L-O-R-D, the second spelling, capital L, and then O-R-D. God is telling us that he is the owner and the master of everything. Not only has he made everything, but he owns it. He is the master of it. Everything belongs to him. And this name declares that he is the King of Kings. All earthly kings will come and go, but the heavenly King will reign forever and ever. Maybe I can just give you another example. And again, Samuel, if you call up, and the ESV will do Isaiah chapter 6, and you'll see these together. Isaiah chapter 6 is when Isaiah went into the temple. It's one of the best known chapters of Isaiah. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. But it's a capital L and then small case letters ORD, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim, each had six wings, with two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called to another and said, Holy, just move on, Samuel, holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Verse 3, is the Lord, but look at the spelling of Lord. Capitals. And here Isaiah is telling us, in the year that King Uzziah died, he had reigned for 52 years, but he died, as earthly kings do. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw a king who would never die. I saw the Lord, capital L and small ORD. I saw the king who will never die. And then holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Holy, holy, holy is Jehovah of hosts. So when you read through the Bible, look at the differences between the way Lord is spelt. He's the I Am. And then here in John chapter 8, and in fact right throughout the New Testament, you will not read of Lord spelt in capital letters. It's only spelt in capital letters when it's quoting from a scripture where it's found. But in the other verses of the New Testament, Lord in capital letters is not found. But capital L and ORD is found many hundreds of times applied to the Lord Jesus Christ, because he is the King who will never die. He is the King who reigned in 2015, and he will be the King who reigns in 2016. And I wonder, does he reign in your life? So this is what is behind this. Before Abraham was, I am. If Jesus had have said, before Abraham was, I was, then he'd have been standing here as a man about 2,000 years old. No, before Abraham was, before Abraham was born, I am. He was the I Am of Exodus chapter 3. He's the I Am of John chapter 8. A text of scripture very closely related to this would be Hebrews 13 and verse 5, verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same. He is always I Am. He just lives in the present. With you and me, there's a past, there's a present, and a future. But with the Lord, there's just a present. He's I Am. And the Lord Jesus is Jehovah in the flesh. Before Abraham was, I Am. And just to close off this morning, you know, the Lord has left us seven things in John's Gospel where he says, I am. And they're well known, the seven I Ams of Christ. And at the start of this year, let me just ask you a question, and then use these I Ams as the answers to these questions. Let me ask you the first question. Are you hungry? Are you hungry? Because Jehovah Jesus says in John 6 and 35, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he that believes in me shall never thirst. And when I talk about being hungry, it's more than just, you know, there's rumbling in your stomach and you need to go home for your lunch. It's not that type of hunger. There's more to this life than just what we know it as. And are you hungry for those things? Have you a hunger for God? As we start off a new year, are you hungry? Jesus can satisfy that hunger. He says, I am the bread of life. Secondly, let me ask you, are you in the dark? Jehovah Jesus says, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Are you in the dark? We use that term sometimes about being ignorant about something. Are you in the dark? So many people have started this year in the dark, in spiritual ignorance. But are you in the dark, and have you a desire to know more and to learn more? Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Are you hungry? Are you in the dark? Are you outside? Jehovah Jesus says, chapter 10, verse 9, I am the door. By me, if anyone enters in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pastures. Are you outside? Outside of Christ? Outside the faith? Outside in the cold? Outside in the dark? Outside hungry? A door marks the difference between being outside and being inside. Jesus says, I am the door. Enter by me. Enter into the kingdom. Are you outside the Christian faith? Are you outside the kingdom? I am the door. These I ams never change. They're always the same because he is the same. If you're hungry, it's only Christ can satisfy that. If you're in the dark, it's only Christ can bring you into the light, can give you light. And if you're outside, he is the door by which you must enter. Are you needing a friend? Jesus says in John 10, verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Are you needing a friend? Needing a savior? Needing a constant companion? Just the same way as the shepherd knows the sheep and the sheep know the shepherd. Are you needing a friend this morning? Are you needing a friend for 2016 and for the rest of your life? Are you dead? Are you dead? Are you conscious that you're dead in trespasses and in sins? Again, Jehovah Jesus has an answer for you. In chapter 11, verse 25, I am the resurrection and the life. I can bring you up from the dead. I can give you life. Eternal life. He who believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Are you dead? Jesus says, I am the resurrection. Are you lost? Jehovah Jesus says in John 14, verse 6, I am the way. I can give you proper directions to the Father. I am the way. Are you lost? Are you unsure? Oh, I don't know what to believe. There's so many people and religions telling me different things. I don't know what to believe. Are you unsure? Jesus says, I am the truth. You've only to believe me. What I have said and what I have done. Do you look at life and are you disillusioned? Jesus says, I am the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father but by me. Are you producing wrongly in your life? Chapter 15, verse 5. Jesus says, I am the vine. You're the branches. Now, what are you growing in your life? The Bible talks about fruit, but it talks about bad fruit. It talks about rotten fruit. Is this what is growing in your life? Is this what people can see in your life? Jesus says, I am the vine, you're the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. Before Abraham was, I am Jehovah. I am Lord with a capital L, a capital O, a capital R, a capital D. I am self-sufficient. I am independent. I did not need to create, but I did. I did not have to have company, but I do want you to share eternity with me. I am Jehovah. And see these things that we looked at, these examples. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Isn't that what the Lord provides for you? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Doesn't the Lord provide for you? He's all that you need. And this is another part of this name, Jehovah, that he does not need anything from us. We need everything from him. We need everything from him. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, because he provides it. And Philippians chapter 4 tells us, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So in Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Don't we see the Lord Jesus there? Jehovah Nissi, the Lord is my banner. Don't we walk behind his banner? Don't we represent him? Don't we lift up the banner of the cross? There's a royal banner given for display to the soldiers of the king. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is peace. He's the Prince of Peace. He said, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. He's Jehovah said, can you? He's our righteousness. All our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. The very best that we can offer is just rubbish. But when we're clothed in his righteousness, that's what gets us into heaven. We can't get into heaven with our own righteousness, our own good works. We depend on being clothed with him. He is Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. The Lord is present. I will never leave you, he said. I will never leave you nor forsake you. before Abraham was, I am. I am Jehovah. I am the King of Kings. I am the Lord of Lords. I am Lord with four capitals. I am Lord with a capital L. O-R-D. I'm the King. Other kings will come and go, but I am eternal. This is our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, what a picture of him we have this morning. Let's sing and close.